Regional media sometimes track U.S. foreign policy down to the level of staffing at embassies. Last week, the Biden administration withdrew former President Trump's latest nomination as ambassador to Singapore. That's not unusual. New presidents generally replace political appointees, but this nomination had stalled for nearly a year and a half. And the previous nominee, former Deputy National Security Advisor KT McFarland, withdrew after questions about her role in the investigation of Russian interference in the U.S. election. That's left the United States without an ambassador to Singapore for the past 4 years. Ambassadorial changes are a routine feature of new administrations. Right now, regional posts are open from South Korea and Japan to India and Pakistan, Thailand and the Philippines. But one senior position of influence has been filled. Kurt Campbell will be part of the National Security Council at the White House as coordinator for Indo-Pacific affairs. In the Obama administration, Campbell was the State Department's top official for the Asia-Pacific and a primary architect of the policy pivot or rebalance toward Asia. While COVID tops the current crisis list for the Biden administration, look for Campbell to lead the emergence of a more multilateral approach in dealing with China. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.